Indeed, it's a good day, Friday. It looks like we are going to see conditions over the weekend maybe deteriorate a little bit, though, a lot actually in some locations as we deal with our first big storm system in about 10 days. And it is going to leave its mark behind with potential for some flooding in portions of Illinois and Missouri and some areas, maybe even in neighboring states. We also have a risk of a few strong to severe thunderstorms possible as well as this event comes along. Temperatures are going to be really nice out there today. If you have anything you need to do outside, maybe put up some more Christmas decorations or something like that, this would be the day to do it. It will not be so nice over the heart of the weekend in quite a few areas in the Midwest. We do expect to see the afternoon temperatures across the region today to run mostly in the 50s and 60s. There will be a few lower 70s out in Kansas and parts of southern Missouri. We'll see some of that warmer air working its way a little bit further to the east as we get into the day tomorrow. I think almost everybody south of the Great Lakes region will see highs over 60 degrees tomorrow and readings over 70 likely from Missouri into the immediate Ohio River Valley area. And that's as good as it gets. Conditions will be turning cooler already tomorrow afternoon in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt. We'll look for highs there only in the 30s and 40s. And that cooler air will kind of build up out there to the west on Sunday, allowing the eastern Midwest to stay warm one more day. And that's the reason why we get the setup for the stronger thunderstorms to take place, because temperatures will be over 70 degrees in Indiana and parts of Ohio and Kentucky on Sunday afternoon, while only in the 40s and 50s in portions of Nebraska and Kansas, western Iowa. Somewhere in between there, there's going to be some impressive rainfall and some strong thunderstorms. We do expect the precipitation to be most significant as we go into the period from Saturday night into Sunday afternoon. At that time, we'll see those strong to severe thunderstorms occurring. Again, it'll come up out of Arkansas and work their way into parts of Missouri and Illinois, so be cautious of that. There may be some hail and some damaging wind. I don't think there'll be too many tornadoes, but there is a risk of one or two perhaps in a part of that corridor. The entire system will show a lot of weakening as we go into Sunday night and Monday, and so easternmost parts of the Midwest will not see nearly as much storminess or as much rainfall, but everybody will get moisture at one time or another. And the totals with this event are expected to run probably from about a half inch to an inch and a half coming up from Arkansas into parts of Missouri, Illinois, and western Indiana. Areas further to the east will probably stay under an inch. But we do expect to see some local totals down in the Delta to get up over 2 inches, perhaps. So there will be some flood potential. Once the system is out of the way, it'll be cooling down across the region. And before we even get to that point, there will be snow already on the backside of the storm system later this weekend in parts of South Dakota and Minnesota. 2 to 4, maybe some localized amounts up over 6 inches will be possible on the backside of the event. A second storm system will impact the upper Midwest and northern plains early next week, and that will likely generate a more significant amount of snowfall for some of that region. Fortunately, for the rest of us in the Midwest, we will not be seeing much of that. The weather will actually get a little bit better once we get into the early part of next week with a clearing trend. Cooler air, but not much in the way of storminess. There'll be one more disturbance that'll occur in the southeastern United States or during the week next week that will stay south of our region for the most part. Our temperatures will be cooling down, as I mentioned, and we'll look for the high temperatures in the early to middle part of next week, dropping down to 30s and 40s across a big part of the Midwest with lows at night, teens and 20s northwest, and 20s and 30s in the southeast. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.